What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
All right, I want to tell you guys something that I've been doing. I've been filling in on SiriusXM Channel 82 for Adam Schein for the last couple of days or so. So I was on there last Monday, Rob, and I did a Hot Take Monday. So I gave some of my hottest opinions and asked people to call in to give me their hot opinions. I'm going to tell you what hot takes I had. Rob, I'll allow you to share. Text line, I'll read yours. This will be a fun exercise. Number one, you guys already know the way I feel about March Madness.
Oh, well, you feel that way because you cheer for Missouri.
You're allowed to feel that way. March Madness is fine. It's fine. It's a basketball tournament. The basketball tournament's great. The best part of March Madness happens while we're at work. That's why we like it so much. It's really cool that Thursday or Friday, Rob, where you and I are supposed to be working on the show, but we're all huddled around and we're watching games and they cater food for us and we're all talking about our bracket. It goes downhill after the Thursday and Friday. Once we just got to sit at home and watch college basketball, it ain't as fun anymore. It is the only tournament that we watch that peaks in the round one. The NFL playoffs get better as they keep going. The NBA playoffs continue to get better. Baseball, every playoff that we watch gets better as it progresses. The best 2 days of March Madness are the first two. And shockingly, they happen while it's 11 o'clock in the morning. We don't get a whole lot of sporting events that way. Another hot take, Rob, you know how I feel about this. I want them to get rid of instant replay. Sports would be better if we didn't have instant replay. Yes, they would get some things wrong. They get things wrong now with the same 4K cameras and information. We'd be in the same situation, just a lot faster is where we'd be at. We'd quit stopping everything for nonsense for them to miss it anyway. So those are two hot takes that I gave. These were the two that I gave earlier today. The BCS was right. The BCS was right. I've been watching a lot of college football documentaries lately, and I was really thinking about this. Man, the BCS never really led us that far astray. You know what would have never happened in the old college football system? You couldn't lose to Michigan in the final week of the season, not compete in the Big Ten championship, and still have a chance to win the national championship. That ain't how it used to work back in the day. It would have forced Ohio State to beat Michigan at the end of the season. That's what it would have done. Then they lose, Michigan plants the flag, and it's like, oh, well, I mean, guess it doesn't really matter. You're still making the playoff anyway. No, you don't get to still make the playoff. The BCS was right way more times than not because it factored everything in. It factored in who you played, who you beat, how many points you beat them by. The computers were actually really, really smart in determining a champion. There are not 16 teams that can win the national championship. That's what we're trying to think of. We're trying to think of a system. It doesn't really matter. There's three, maybe four teams. And what used to happen is, out of those four teams, teams would eliminate themselves because you lost. You had a chance. Alabama plays Georgia at the end of the season in the SEC championship game. The winner advances. The loser is done and goes to the Peach Bowl. You know what that sounds like to me? A playoff. The BCS was right. That's one of my hot takes. The BCS was right. The other one is, we don't need 7-8 chances to get into the Hall of Fame. You should get one chance. When you're done playing baseball, when you're done playing football, you wait your five-year period, and they sit down and they discuss your career one time. Eli Manning is not throwing new touchdown passes. Eli Manning is not winning another Super Bowl. We have all the Eli Manning information that we need to determine on whether or not he is a Hall of Famer. You sit down the one time, and if you don't make it in that one vote, I'm sorry, it's unfortunate, but you're done here. You don't get 4 or 5, oh, we feel bad for you, so let's vote you into the Hall of Fame. It's supposed to be hard. It's the Hall of Fame. Everybody's not supposed to make it. Every player that made the Pro Bowl 3 times in their 14-year career doesn't need to be in the Hall of Fame. It should be for the elite, the cream of the crop, the best of the best. We're letting in too many good players into the Hall of Fame. Those are my hot takes, Rob. Let's go back to the BCS days. The BCS was right. It was accurate. It was the best way of determining who could play for the national championship. March Madness is overrated. It is you trying to convince yourself that you're really excited for Notre Dame, Wisconsin, and that 7-10 matchup. You're not that excited about it. I have 4 months of data that would suggest you don't care that much about this game, but now we're hoping that somebody hits a buzzer beater, but instead we get regular college basketball, which is cool, it's fine, but it ain't the best sporting event in the world. You get one chance to be voted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, baseball, all those things. You get one chance. There's no 9 opportunities for you to get in there. No, you weren't good enough the first 7 times. We're done having this conversation. You get one shot. Give me your hot take, Rob.
Let me ask you a real question on the Hall of Fame take, then I'll tell you mine. I have one quick question. Are you okay then with Hall of Fame classes being 15, 20 deep? Because if you're cool with 25 people speaking in Canton, that's fine. You get your one and done, because Terrell Owens is the example I'll use. Terrell Owens is one of the best wide receivers we've ever seen. He was not in the first ballot Hall of Fame. In your world, there wouldn't be a second ballot, which is fine. I have no problem with that. But that means T.O. makes on the first one. That means everyone's making it on the first one. Are you cool with NFL Network carrying 25 people speaking? Because that's the downfall of your system.
Yeah, that's how many people get in this year. I mean, I don't think we're going to have a year where there's 25 people, but I get the point that you're making. Some years will be greater than others. I also think what happens is, so in the instance of T.O., someone said, well, then T.O. wouldn't be in your Hall of Fame. I also think that they didn't vote T.O. in to make a point. We all know that T.O. was a first ballot Hall of Famer, but you know, if eventually he's going to get in, we don't have to get him in now. Let's vote for these other people and then we'll wait. Then it all becomes a game. I think Eli Manning eventually gets into the Hall of Fame. I don't think he gets in the first chance. In fact, they've already done it. He didn't get in the first chance. I think Eli eventually gets in. He'll get in like the 3rd or 4th time. We can already see the video they're putting together for Eli. Peyton is the one that makes the call. Eli says that he never thought this day was going to come. I mean, we've seen this happen a million times before. Let's eliminate that. You get one chance to be a Hall of Famer. You don't get 7, 8, 9 chances. We sit there at the table and we discuss it. And we vote at the end of it. Are you truly one of the greatest players? Let's remove our personal feelings. Let's remove how we feel about how nice or not nice you were to the media, what off-the-field transgressions you had, your playing career. Were you one of the truly greatest players to ever play? And if the answer is no from enough people, I'm sorry that you don't get to go in the Hall of Fame, but I'm sorry you don't get to go in the Hall of Fame. That's how I wish it worked.
I don't hate the Hall of Fame take. The BCS take is bad, but that's neither here nor there. I don't think you're going to like my hot take, but it's fine.
Let's go.
The fact that we reward the worst teams in sports with the top pick in the draft is stupid. We should be eliminating the draft if we're going to reward the worst player, the worst teams. Bryce Young is so good that he gets rewarded by going to the Panthers. The Panthers were so terrible. They get the reward of, hey, here's a franchise player that forever can change your organization because you did the best job at being the worst team. It's stupid. We got to stop rewarding people who suck. The Cleveland Cavaliers sucked hard twice. They then got 2 franchise-changing players, and then they were good. That is not how it should work. We should not say, You were the best and you were the worst, but because we feel bad for you because you were the worst, we're now going to change the whole fate of your city and your organization because you sucked the worst. That's stupid. And then you would see less tanking in sports, and teams would be forced to go for it. The salary cap balance would be more interesting without a cap in the draft. But the fact that we have a draft that gives the top players the worst teams, just absolutely stupid. It's the dumbest thing we do.
What do you want them to do? How would you handle it?
It's true.
You want them like a true.
It's
oh, you want. Okay. So you want it's like Arch agency. Manning to be able to go play for anybody.
Arch Manning can play for anyone. You got to balance your cap. If you're the Jags and you think, hey, in 2 years, Arch Manning's a free agent, I'm not paying Trevor Lawrence, you can do that. You can massage your cap that way. But if you're, you know, a team that spends a lot of money but still bad, if you're the New York Giants, perfect example. If you're the New York Giants and you spend a lot of money on your D-line and you still stink and you don't have any money, you don't get to draft, you know, Nussmeier one overall. I'm sorry, you stink. You're going to stink again next year. Balance your cap better.
Text line 913-586-7965. It is a hot take Monday. We want to hear what your absolute hottest sports takes are. What are your opinions that get people to look at you funny in the group chat? What's the sports opinion that make people turn their head at you and say that's a terrible take? That's the beauty of a hot take. It's your opinion. Get rid of instant replay. You guys still complain about the officiating, and we have all the technology in the world. We have all the 4K must see it. We have all of the technology. We still get calls blatantly wrong all the time. So I want to know what you guys' opinion are. And you'll never convince me that we need 9 times to determine if you're a Hall of Famer or not. No, you get one vote, one chance to get into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And if you're, because there's some people that we don't need to debate. We don't need to debate Tom Brady. We don't need to debate Barry Sanders. Well, of course they're Hall of Famers. That's how obvious it should be. Once we get to where you got to really think about it with the guy, and then we got to really debate and go back and forth, and I got to give you a yes and no and why, then you're not a Hall of Famer, and that's okay. Only the guys like Deion Sanders, only the guys like Adrian Peterson, they're the only ones that should be in the Hall of Fame, because that's how special it is to be a Hall of Famer. Guys that really move the needle, guys that really impact the game, guys that win games. Those are the guys that should be in the Hall of Fame. That would be one of my fixes. I want to hear what you guys' hot takes are. 913-586-7965. We're also going to continue our journey around the news. We got Nick Vassos coming up in just a bit. One of my favorite people. We'll talk to him next. Keep it right here. So Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Our next guest always says, when are you going to invite me on the show? Well, we have finally invited him on the show. Nick Vassos of Fox 4 joins us on the show today to just answer my random questions. Nick, you have finally made it onto the show today. How do you feel?
Yes, finally. It's taken years for you to invite me on the show. We welcome you every week on our Friday broadcast for football season and Red Fridays, but here I am on the drive, and I could not be happier. Thank you, Carrington Harrison.
We're absolutely happy to have you. We have been having news people on today to ask them this question. I've actually never heard this. Can you tell us how you got your start in the business?
Well, I'm a Kansas City native, first and foremost. Went to UMKC, got an internship at a very small radio station, a daylight station, called KCTE, and worked there in sports, got some radio experience, eventually started doing some news, then I started doing some traffic, and then eventually started doing some Chiefs traffic. And then fast forward a couple of years later, when one person left Fox 4, somebody suggested that I audition for a job in the helicopter in 2002. I auditioned. And I got the job, and here I am 24 years later working at Kansas City's oldest and most trusted station, Fox 4, and I couldn't be happier.
All right, a couple of things I want to ask you is, I'm assuming nationally I could probably guess what the biggest stories you've had to cover. From a local perspective, since you've been on the front desk, what would you say is the biggest local story that you've had to cover?
Oh, my. Wow. Geez. I would say maybe I'd say the World Cup is up there, just in terms of, because I'm a big soccer fan and I know how big it is for our city. To land the World Cup is a huge story, and continues to be. And also the stadium issue is also two very big issues that we're covering right now.
All right, about the stadium, I was going to go there. We can just go ahead and we can go there right now. Where do you want, as a lifelong Chiefs fan, I know you love your Chiefs. You also love nostalgia. What do you want the Chiefs to do? Do you want them to have the brand new stadium in Kansas, or do you want them to renovate the stadium that they have in Missouri?
Carrington, I know you talk to a lot of people. I believe the feelings are mixed. You know, I believe that there are a lot of people who think that the Chiefs should go over to the Kansas side. And, you know, based on the renderings, and we can't base everything on just, you know, what somebody drew up, but the renderings look amazing over on the Kansas side. But I got to tell you, about 2 weeks ago, I took my son to the Metallica concert and went to Empower Field in Denver. You know, that stadium is not too old. And they had like 100,000 people in the stadium to watch Metallica show. And I was up in the upper deck. And I felt really distant from what was going on down on the field. And I've sat in the upper deck at Arrowhead many, many times, and you are definitely closer to the field at Arrowhead than you are at some of these other big stations. And Arrowhead carries a lot of nostalgia. People love the outdoors. People love the grass surface. They love the tradition that Arrowhead has to offer. For me, I like Arrowhead. I like Arrowhead where it is. I like the tradition. There's so much history there. And I can see why people want to keep Arrowhead right where it is.
Right now, we're talking to Nick Vassos. He is with Fox 4. We're being joined by some of our news friends today on the show to celebrate the All-Star Week. So I had a friend that came in from town this week. He is from Manhattan. He has never been to Kansas City. He came to town to watch the Mets. So I was kind of taking him around, and I was showing him different places in the city, and he told me that every person had suggested that he go to Q39 for barbecue. I imagine that you have people come in from out of town, and they ask you, where should they get barbecue? Where should they eat? What do you tell them when you get asked this question?
I don't say just one. I offer four, maybe five places. And so if I were to list five places, I would say I would start with Slaps Barbecue at 7th and Central in downtown KCK. I would also mention Joe's Kansas City. I would mention Q39. I would mention Jack Stack Barbecue. And I would also mention my favorite place to get burn-ins, the limited edition burn-ins, and that comes from Zarda Barbecue, who also has a pretty mean beef sandwich too. So those are my five. And I also would say, hey, you can throw a dart at a KC map and you're going to land on a restaurant, a barbecue restaurant that you're going to enjoy. So choose any of them and you'll be satisfied going home.
I will say this, Nick Vassos, and I want to give you some time so you can shout them out. There's one restaurant in town that you put me onto that I wasn't super familiar with before I started popping on you guys' show. It is Buck Tooie. They had this pork belly burn in one time. I'm telling you, it was some of the best barbecue that I had ever had. You were the first one to ever tell me about Buck Tooie.
Ted Liberta, who is one of the chefs over there with his award-winning wife, Pam Liberta. And Buck Tooie started as a food truck. And these guys have just worked their craft, and they've got the most unique barbecue. It's not just flat out barbecue, but it's like it's got what would you call it, C-Dot? It's got this not Asian inspired, Thai inspired, and it's just so unique and a little bit different than regular Kansas City barbecue. Buck Tooie is great, and whenever we have Ted on, he has some of the most amazing tasting food that, and I just love his infectious attitude also. He loves what he does, and boy, you can tell it's some of the best barbecue out there. Buck Tooie, check it out if you haven't.
Absolutely. All right, I have to get your thoughts on this. Give me like an underrated Kansas City restaurant. Like if somebody was coming in from out of town and they were telling you not a barbecue place, but somewhere underrated. I'll offer a place. There is this sushi restaurant in Overland Park called Sakura. It's a sushi train. So you sit there at the bar and it's like a model train that they put plates on and it goes around the table and you grab plates and you eat sushi. It's a really nice place. I don't think enough people know about it. If you had to suggest one under the radar Kansas City restaurant for people to try, what would you tell them?
Oh, gosh. Let's see here. I would say, how about, as you're on the Kansas side and you're not too far from the state line, I'd say try the Tavern in the Village. It's got good quality food, and Tavern in the Village. If you haven't been there, you got to try it at least once.
Okay, a couple questions about you, Nick, and we'll get you out of here. I'm happy that you've made your first appearance on the show. My first concert, I went to go see Jay-Z. I saw Jay-Z in St. Louis. What was your first concert?
My Doobie Brothers at Kemper Arena, and I went with some of my basketball friends, and I think I was 14 at the time, and it was a good show.
Okay, I've never heard a Nick Vassos basketball story. Can you give me a Nick Vassos basketball story? Like, you had to be like one of those scrappy guards.
Well, actually, you know, I was one of those guys who grew fast in junior high school. So when I was playing in junior high, I was one of the more taller players. And I could jump pretty good, too, believe it or not, C-Dot. And so I played forward. And I had a quality jump shot. And I could jump a little bit higher and grab some boards for you also. They didn't let me handle the ball as much as I wanted to. But if you toss it to me and I'm in the corner, I'm like Scotty Wedman. It's like money in the bank with the rainbow jumper from the baseline, I'm telling you.
Okay, I didn't know this about you. I had no clue that you were a knockdown shooter. I learned something today. All right, Nick, tell me one hobby that you have that people don't know, that they see you on the news. People would never guess that you are one of these, that you really like to do this in your free time. What is that?
Oh, gosh. Well, let's see. I don't know. It's golf. It's like, does golf count?
That counts, absolutely.
Yeah. So I'd say, yeah, I like to play golf. And I think people who watch Fox 4 have seen the commercial where I walk both of my dogs. I mean, I usually walk my dogs every day. So, I mean, I don't know if that's a hobby or not, but that's just an activity that I enjoy, getting out with the dogs and walking for a little bit. So there you have it.
All right. Keeping it right now, we have Nick Vassos on the show. Nick, is there a movie that you can quote every single line? Like, if I told you, hey, there's a $1 million contest, you have to suggest the movie, and we'll see how accurate you can get with the quotes in the movie. That movie for me would be Wedding Crashers. I've seen that movie endless amount of times. I feel pretty confident I could get close to 100%. What's the movie for you that you can quote?
So I would say it would be Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope. When I was in 1977, I was in Iowa City, Iowa, and I was helping my uncle, who was the manager of the Englert Theater in downtown Iowa City, and Star Wars was debuting, and I was a ticket terror, as well as helping out in the concession stand. And after everybody would go in, I would go up to the balcony and I watched Star Wars. The first time it came out, I watched Star Wars 35 consecutive times. Since then, I probably watched it another 100. And so while I can't maybe quote everything in the movie, I bet I could come very close, not quite 100%, but very close to your Wedding Crashers percentage.
I had no clue that you love Star Wars like this. Who is your favorite character?
Luke Skywalker, for sure. I mean, to me, Star Wars is the perfect hero versus villain story. And then as the series goes on, it's more about the redemption of the villain, which I just absolutely love. I just love it. I still watch that like it's the first time I've seen it. If it's on television, I'll stop and sit down and settle in and watch it. One of those movies.
Last thing here. I mean, there's been a handful of celebrities that have come up to the news station when I've been up there. Who is the most famous person that has actually stopped by the Fox 4 desk and you guys got a chance to talk to him?
Oh, let's see here. Well, let's see here. I've talked to Billy Dee Williams. I've talked to Emilio Estevez. I've talked to, let's see here. Who else have I talked to? Too many to count, quite honestly. I know at one point Charles Heston came by our studios. I wasn't there for that, but I heard that. Just a lot of people, probably too many to count. I have to go back and look at the tapes.
How excited are you that you're going to get a chance to see me every week coming up in, like, I don't know, 6 or 7 weeks or so?
This is going to be a good year. I can't wait for this season to start again, Carrington. I can't wait to hear you back on our airwaves on Friday for our Red Friday coverage. It's going to be a great year this year. You know, will the Chiefs, will their high-flying offense return after being down? You know, I hear a lot of things about Patrick Mahomes, but the one thing you cannot deny Patrick, and that is his third down conversions last season. That's what kept the Chiefs in the regular season. He converted more third downs, and of course a lot of crazy things happened with the Chiefs offense and defense that got them their record. But I think this year's going to be another fun year for the Chiefs, and I can't wait for it to unfold.
Well, Nick, you know what I can't wait for? I can't wait for the Chiefs to start 5-1, and then you tell me how Las Vegas is going to come into town and ruin everything for the Chiefs. You always have that one game every year that you're super nervous about. I can't wait for that week.
Well, have I been right or have I been right?
You actually have been right a couple of times. I'll give you that. You have told me, hey, I'm really worried about Carolina, and then Carolina takes them to the wire. You have been right a couple of times.
I'm telling you, there's those games in the season, those trap games, those games that you might look ahead at. You got to be careful with those games. And, so, I mean, it's going to be great. And this year, Carrington, we're going to make sure that we have food for you every Friday. All right, we're going to have some food for you, and we're going to mix it up a little bit. All right.
All right. I like hearing that. Tell Carla from Hy-Vee that I said hello, and I look forward to seeing her coming up in September. That is Nick Vassos joining us on the show. Catch him on Fox 4. Nick, we appreciate your time, man.
Hey, thank you, C-Dot. Really appreciate you having me on, man.
Absolutely. That is Nick Vassos joining us on the show today. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we're going to be joined by Brian Busby. I've never got a chance to ask Brian Busby how he became a weatherman. I really want to know the Brian Busby backstory of how he became a weatherman. I remember Brian Busby came to my school when I was in elementary. I mean, I imagine this was every Kansas City kid's story. Rob, did you ever have one of the weather people come to your school and they try to explain to you how you get a tornado? And I remember someone was like, oh, I know, it's like hot and cold. And he was like, well, a tornado doesn't happen every time you open your freezer in the summer. And it just blew my mind. I was like, oh, you're right. Maybe that's not how a tornado happens. Brian Busby taught me something that day. I remember that story. I can't wait to tell him that story coming up in 10 minutes.
Did you ever have, now maybe this was unique to my school, did you ever have Johnny Rollins land his helicopter on your football field?
No, we didn't do that.
That happened to me once in middle school, and it was like, we thought it was the coolest thing ever. And then
Americas. You got to be, come on now, two Americas
now. That's
very
two Americas.
Yeah. When was this, elementary school?
This is middle school. I was sixth grade.
Okay, middle school. Yeah, nah, come on now. I went to Lincoln when I was in middle school. You think that Johnny Rollins was pulling up?
Lincoln wasn't just going to have him land on the football field and say hello to all the kids?
No, it wasn't happening. I'm not surprised though. He pulled up in the Blue Valley School District to educate the kids. Shout out to Johnny Rollins. What's he? Doesn't he have like a driving school around the city?
I think I've seen him have a drive. Yeah, I think I've seen the cars with his name on it. So yeah, that, if it's the same Johnny Rollins, then yes, he has the cars.
Wow, somebody said Brian Busby told me to be quiet at the assembly. Man, you was cutting up when Brian Busby was in town. You should have got detention, brother. You should have went straight to detention. You was acting crazy when Brian Busby was there. You was in the room of legends. Nah, you can't be acting crazy when he's there. Somebody said Garrett Wilson just got a new contract. I actually have not seen it. Have you seen a Garrett Wilson contract come through?
I'm not
on Twitter, so I haven't even seen it.
I have not seen a Garrett Wilson contract come through.
Okay, Let's see if we got one.
Here we go. I got you. Garrett Wilson has reached a 4-year, $130 million contract extension with $90 million guaranteed with the New York Jets.
Hey, Garrett Wilson, dog.
5 for 130 with 90 guaranteed. Didn't he have trade rumors like this time last year, and now he's a $90 million man?
Yeah, most of the time guys want to get traded so they can go get paid. But if the team that actually is all that I'm on wants to pay me, sure. We're very, very happy to have it. Great. That's a big time contract.
He's only played 3 seasons in the league. He's the first player in NFL history to get an average of over $31 million after only 3 seasons. So after 3 seasons, he's in Rashee Rice's draft class, right?
No, because Rashee Rice is at the end of year 2.
No, Rashee Rice is about to be at the end of year 3.
Oh, I'm saying at the end of this year. He's played two seasons and he has one more year left. So he's not eligible for an extension.
He's the year before. I apologize. Correct. I just apologize. Yeah.
And I'm telling you right now, the Chiefs ain't giving Rashee Rice 4 years, $130 million and $90 million guaranteed. So we can go and get that. I also don't think he's proven he's worth that so far. Now, you go out, you have a big-time season this year, and we'll see what that looks like. But Garrett Wilson is a better receiver than Rashee Rice.
100%. He's also been, I mean, if we're going to talk about Rashee right now, Rashee is missing a year due to health, albeit a freak accident. Like, that's part of the story, Rashee Rice. But the fact this contract got done fast, wow.
I mean, Garrett Wilson's had 3 really, really strong seasons. He might be one of those guys, like we always say, hey, this guy would be better with a better quarterback. I mean, he's put up numbers with very different situations.
He ain't going to have a better quarterback next year.
I mean, he's going to put up 1,000 yards, kid. That's who he's going
to
be.
They're basically locking him in to be Garrett Nussmeier's receiver.
I mean, basically, all Garrett Wilson needs to do for 3 more years is keep doing this, and you guys will argue he's a Hall of Famer because it'll be Mike Evans. That's who it'll be. He's had 3 years of 90 catches, 1,000 yards, and if he keeps doing that, he'll be Mike Evans. So congratulations, Garrett Wilson. You're on a Hall of Fame track. That's what I have learned with all of this. So we'll talk about this. Actually, very interesting. Garrett Wilson just signed a deal. Does that make him the highest paid receiver in the league? I assume that does. I'm trying to think top of my head. I assume he's really, really close to the highest paid receiver in the National Football League. If he's not with the $130 and $90 million guaranteed, I got a toss-up question to ask you, Rob, before we're joined by Brian Busby, and I cannot wait to talk to Brian Busby. Let's say that you and Caroline are going out on a Friday night. And you and her just want to go out, get some drinks, just have a good, peaceful evening, right? When you walk into the bar, are you more inclined to leave if they have live music or karaoke? Like, which one, when you walk in there and you see that's the vibe for the evening, you think either we're not going in there or you know in the back of your mind we're not going to be in here for a long period of time. Is that when you see the man playing the guitar that's singing a song? Or is that when you see that anybody can come up there and sing some of your favorite songs? What gets you to leave the bar sooner on a Friday? Is it the live music or the karaoke?
By the way, real quick, on a per year average, Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson, CeeDee Lamb, DK, AJ Brown,
okay,
all make more than him. That's on a per year basis. I didn't pluck up those guys are all better than Garrett Wilson, so okay, they deserve more money. So to answer your question is actually fascinating for this reason. If I have carte blanche and I get to leave no matter what, the answer is different than if my wife has a say. Because if there is a bar that has karaoke and we are at said bar,
she wants to sing.
She's going to sing.
She wants to sing.
It's not a want to. It's going to happen. It's a matter of the when. It's not a if. It's a matter of it'll be pre-dinner, post-dinner, during dinner. She is going to sing.
I didn't know she was a karaoke queen. I didn't know this.
You know, the amount of times I've gone to a bar, like, hey, let's go out and watch KU. They play at 7. Cool. Let's go to this bar. That's a random pick, honey. No problem. Oh, they have karaoke tonight. That's why I'm here now. So that's if it's... I would prefer live music over karaoke because there are some good local live music bands in town. Dolomite comes to mind. I've seen them a couple times at a bar. They're very fun. But if I'm with my wife, we are going to a karaoke bar and she is going to sing. So that's just the nature of the beast.
Yeah, I got to be really in the right mindset for the live music performance. I really got to be there because then part of me is thinking, why do I, like, at least karaoke is fun, right? You're not expecting somebody to go up there and blow you away at karaoke, but it's fun to kind of sing with them. They're having, like, it's kind of lighthearted. For the live music, I'm also thinking to myself, why do I want to hear you do my favorite songs worse? Like, there is a best version of this song. Like, there is a very good version. Why do I want to hear you do this? Why do I want to hear your version of Purple Rain? We don't need a new version. Prince's version's fine. It's great, actually. It's a timeless. Your guitar solo is not better than the guitar solo in that song. Why do I want to hear it? So I'm probably thinking the live music. I got to be in the right mindset.
Yeah, but there's
to
some,
hear the live. I got to be in the right vibe to hear the live music.
There's some like pretty good live local musicians though. Like I've been to a couple bars where I'm like, this band is good. Like you're right. Beyonce's version of whatever song is better when you play her song. But there's a few bands in town where I'm like, they are, this is an enjoyable experience. Sometimes at karaoke, you get someone go up there and they pick a song that does not fit the vibe and they do a terrible job and they get no applause and they just sign up for another song and it's no good at all. Like, you're sitting there watching a game and all of a sudden some sad song comes on. Like, what are we doing? That's bad.
Definitely killing the vibe. There's nothing worse than the person that kills the vibe with the karaoke. Like, this is all, like, fun and lighthearted. You just can't go up there and sing Baby Got Back. What are we doing here? What are we doing here? Just go up there and sing that.
I don't need you to do God Bless the Broken Road. Yeah, we are all having fun and having drinks. It's a fun, lively atmosphere. Please don't bring us down.
Yeah, what's going on here? Garrett Wilson just got paid. He got a massive contract. What was it, 4 for $140 and 90 guaranteed? Was that the deal that Garrett Wilson got? It was a big-time deal. I think he's now the sixth highest-paid receiver in the league. That's what Rob said. Coming up on the other side, we are being joined by our news friends. Brian Busby is going to be on the show. How did Brian Busby become a weatherman? We're going to ask him. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. Catch Hall of Famer Denny Matthews every Monday at 3.
And gone, Bobby Witt.
On your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Nothing makes me more happy than to introduce our next guest. There are some people in our city that have 100% approval. Who doesn't like Patrick Mahomes? Who doesn't like Andy Reid? This person has 100% approval rating. The weatherman of the city, Brian Busby, joins us on the show today. Brian, it is truly an honor to have you join us today. Really appreciate you coming on.
See that? I need your Venmo because that was nice.
No, it's the truth. Brian, there's so many things I want to ask you. There's so many things I want to tell you. This is the first thing is how fun, how rewarding is it when people like me come up to you and tell you that you spoke at their elementary school and I actually remember things that you said?
Wow. What school was it? Do you remember?
I went to Sweeney and Bryant. I remember this like it just happened because people on the text line are telling me that you did this same thing. So somebody asked how we get a tornado, and then it was, is it a mixture of hot and cold? And then you said, no, because if that would happen, then you would get a tornado whenever you opened your freezer in the summer. I remember you saying that, and I was like, man, wow. That's right. See what I'm saying, Brian? I was actually paying attention that day in school.
I guess you were. Now, Sweeney, was that the one that's close to, like, Westport?
Yeah.
I think. And you guys gave me a little bear with a little blue sweater on? That I still have.
Brian, I don't know how you remember these kind of things.
I see it like, you know, every once in a while I go through and rummage through some of my more memorable gifts over the years. But it's very flattering, to say the least. And what's funny is now I'm getting folks who are waiting on me at a restaurant who are now in their 30s or saying, yeah, you came to my kid's school. I'm like, oh, great. Okay, two generations.
All right. You know what? I've always wanted to ask you this, and I don't think anybody knows. I'm sure somebody knows this story. I've just never heard this. How did you become a weatherman?
Fear. I'm born and raised Cleveland, Ohio, and recently we had the 4th of July, and if you ever look at a 6 or a 7 or an 8-year-old during a fireworks show, they're holding their ears because the loud booms scare them. So for me, as an 8-year-old, I hated thunderstorms. And I asked the guy who I watched in Cleveland, Ohio, a guy by the name of Dick Goddard. And Carrington, he had the Guinness Book of World Records for being the longest tenured weatherman in the United States. He was on the same station from 1961 to 2016. That's a long career. Anyway, he was the only meteorologist I knew, so I just wrote him a letter and asked him what causes thunder, and he invited me down to the TV station. And from third grade through 12th grade, I went down there at least once a year. He showed me the maps. And again, because I didn't know about the military, I didn't know about other jobs for a meteorologist, I thought everybody who was a meteorologist was only on television. So that's how I got interested in just taking fear out of what caused weather. And I guess the rest is history, to study it in college. And I'm so blessed to be able to do it, as long as I've been able to do it in this town.
Brian, what has kept you in Kansas City this entire time? You're not from here. Usually the people that stay in one market for a long time, that's their home. So it makes sense why they've stayed. You grew up in Cleveland. I'm sure you've had offers to move to other cities. What do you think has kept you in Kansas City since the 80s?
The city itself, honestly, the only time you're really going to possibly lose me, because my trajectory with my agent was to do a few years in Kansas City, and she would get me to be looked at by ABC. And if you remember back in 1998, I was one of three finalists for Good Morning America. So I was actually being considered to be on Good Morning America to replace at the time, because they're getting a whole new crew. Spencer Christian was going to be reassigned to the San Francisco ABC station. So I was going to do my time here in Kansas City and then go network. But the more you stay in an area and the more you can put down roots and the more you can make a difference, the more it just seems to make more sense to stay here as opposed to taking a chance to go to a Detroit or a DC or an Atlanta, some of the other jobs I've had offered to me. And so, you know, people ask, how about being a big fish in a small pond? I say, no, I'm a big fish in a happy pond, because honestly, Kansas City has embraced me and vice versa. And Channel 9 lets me do weather the way I think it should be done, as opposed to, as you know, in this business, there are consultants and there are other people who have an opinion who don't know what you do for a living, who have never done what you do for a living, but still have an opinion about how you should do it. And I just don't have to deal with that. So that's a blessing, to say the least.
Right now, we're talking to Brian Busby, just learning more about him. Brian, whenever you think of weather in Kansas City, I don't remember what year it was. I'm sure you remember there was this big October ice storm. There's just been like these weather things that have happened in my life. When you think of like weather in Kansas City, what is like the event, the thing that you think about the most?
Whoa, I got to narrow it down to one. Oh, that's tough. I would say probably the October surprise of 96 is a good one. The floods of 93, and probably that one more so than the October surprise, because there was so much rain in July that was it July 9th and 10th, where they had to rescue people off the rooftops of Ponex and Margaritas on Southwest Boulevard because of the urban flooding. And so I could see people in rowboats going on the rooftops, trying to get people off the roof and into safety. And those are probably the biggest two that I remember. Obviously, tornado season. The blizzards are tough near like Christmas or New Year's. But again, if I have to talk about just one, it'd probably be the flooding of 93, because I don't know if you remember this also, that particular summer, there was so much flooding that the Missouri was definitely flowing big time. And it took a lot of the highest layer of soil off of some cemeteries out in Hardin, Missouri. And all of those caskets washed all the way down to where the Missouri and the Mississippi River come together outside of St. Louis. And a lot of those bodies have never been recovered.
Right now, we're talking to Brian Busby, just getting some stories from him. Brian, whenever young broadcasters come up to you and they ask for advice, what is the advice that you give them?
Try to be as diverse as you can. Understand that you're probably going to be asked to cover a lot of different stories. See, I could not do what my colleagues in the newsroom do. I could not go to a mother who just lost their daughter in a horrific car crash and ask them how they feel. You know, I can't put a microphone in that situation. I just tell them, if you are going to go into broadcasting, know that the industry is changing, that's for sure. Try to know enough about many different subjects as best you can, because you're probably going to be in a newsroom or an organization where they're going to have to rely on the differences that everybody has to offer. Because if we're all experts in one area, we're probably going to be kind of handicapped when it comes to covering different things and different activities and different subjects. I would also say, because of social media and the internet, definitely start doing as much as you can to understand social media and to understand how to responsibly put things online as opposed to some of the stuff. As a matter of fact, one of my buddies, Jim Cantore on the Weather Channel, he's celebrating his 39th year at the 29th or 39th year at the Weather Channel. But there's this rumor going around that he's retiring because somebody has way too much time on their hands and have come up with a story via AI saying, yeah, Jim Cantore is retiring from the Weather Channel. No, he's not. So if you are going to go into broadcasting, know how to use social media as a constructive tool.
All I know is that whenever Jim shows up to your city, the weather's about to get real bad. That's all I've learned over the last couple of years. Jim only shows up when the weather is serious.
This is true. And I tell him about that. I text him and say, do you come into town? And he says, yes. I'm like, okay, well, I'll see you at, we go to the Majestic at the cigar bar up top because he loves his whiskey. So, but yeah, when he comes to town, you kind of go, okay, well, my forecast for storms is right. What do you know?
All right, Brian, we're going to get you out of here with some rapid fire questions and learning more about your career. This has really been a joy. All right. What was your first concert?
First concert. Wow. It was at the Kemper as Michael Jackson.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That was probably the first one.
What is your favorite Michael Jackson song?
Wow. Thriller.
All right. What is your favorite movie?
Wow. Because I'm a Denzel Washington and Gene Hackman fan, Crimson Tide. Just to see those two titans go at it was just amazing. One of my favorite movies.
I'll get you out of here with this. Rob, my producer, he always makes fun of me because I love the movie John Q. I don't know if there is a person alive that loves John Q more than me. That might be my favorite Denzel movie. That and Inside Man.
Okay. And don't forget Training Day, where he actually plays a villain. I mean, you know, that was kind of cool. And was it American... One American Gangster. Yeah, it was American Gangster, another Denzel movie. But anyway.
That was Brian Busby joining us on the show today. Brian, every year I want to nominate myself to turn on the Plaza lights. Like, that's one of my biggest Kansas City goals. This year, I don't need to do it. You know what? I want you to turn on the Plaza lights. If there's anybody in the city that has earned it, that has deserved it, to one day go out there and turn on the Plaza lights, I nominate you, Brian Busby.
I appreciate that. I also want to try to play, since I play drums anyway, I'd love to be at Arrowhead. That'd be kind of cool. Or in the Cauldron, for that matter. That'd be kind of fun.
Brian,
thank you. That's very flattering.
You telling me that you want to bang the drum. We need to make this happen for you. We need to figure out how we can get you to bang the drum at Arrowhead.
That'd be fun. I appreciate it. And you, my friend, have done very well. As, once again, what, voted last 2 years by the pitch? Is that right?
Yeah, you know, I'm just, Ryan, trying to be like you. You've had a long, great career. People like you inspire me, so I'm working to get to where you are.
Well, that's why I opened up by saying I need your Venmo, because you've been way too kind. We will definitely do it.
Absolutely. That is Brian Busby joining us on the show. Thanks, Brian.
My honor. Take care, buddy.
Absolutely. That is Brian Busby joining us on the show. You guys don't know, as a kid from Kansas City, that I could call Brian Busby a friend. It really makes me happy. Rob, this was one of the better ideas that we've had. Having news people on to just ask them questions about their life. I never knew that was Brian Busby's first concert. Did you know that? Had no clue. We're learning more about people. Who we got coming up next? At this point, you give me anybody. Where's Laura Moritz at? Where's Kelly Eckerman? We'll take anybody today to talk about the news. This is fun. This is The Drive.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.